A Philadelphia judge sentences a veteran political operative to 4 years probation for his role helping former Congressman Shaka Fatah carry out what prosecutors called a white-collar crime spree. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, the ruling comes as Fatah waits to learn his fate after being convicted on several corruption charges.
Gregory Naylor has helped countless Philadelphia politicians as a behind-the-scenes operative. His specialty, organizing and executing get-out-the-vote efforts on Election Day. In 2007, Naylor was part of Shaka Fatah's bid for Philadelphia mayor. That was the year Michael Nutter won the big office in City Hall. In 2014, Naylor pleaded guilty to helping Fatah conceal the repayment of an illegal $1 million loan made to the campaign years earlier. At sentencing, prosecutors said Naylor should get jail time. U.S. District Judge Harvey Bartle instead handed the 68-year-old 4 years probation and a $10,000 fine. The ruling drew tears and yelps of joy from a jam-packed gallery of supporters. Afterwards, Robert Levant, Naylor's lawyer, said Bartle's decision was right.
The sentence speaks volumes about the way Greg Naylor's lived his life for 68 years, the things he's done in the community, and the fact that none of us are defined by one mistake, but by the way we transition when that mistake is made.
Prosecutors declined comment. Naylor is the first of six defendants to be sentenced in the Fatah case. Fatah, who resigned from office in June after being convicted of corruption, is currently scheduled to learn his fate in early October, though that hearing is expected to be delayed. Fatah's lawyers have filed motions for acquittal and a new trial, and Bartle must rule on those before sentencing. All of this will unfold in the weeks leading up to a pair of elections scheduled for November 8th. That's the date of the general election, but also a special election to fill the vacancy left when Fatah stepped down. Democratic Pennsylvania State Rep. Dwight Evans faces Republican James Jones in both races. Given the district's lopsided voter registration rules, Evans will likely win both races. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.